Today from the Ohio Newsroom, tracking wasteful opioid settlement spending.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Over the course of 18 years, Ohio and its communities are receiving about $2 billion from pharmaceutical companies to compensate for harm caused by opioids. The Ohio Newsroom is following the money. This is our settlement story of the month. Ohio is far from the only place to receive large amounts of settlement money, and often no one's checking in to ensure those dollars are being spent effectively. A pair of research and advocacy organizations are aiming to change that. Jonathan Stoltman is the director of the Opioid Policy Institute. Together with Popular Democracy, they launched a crowdsourced database to track settlement funds they deem mismanaged. So, Jonathan, why use crowdsourcing to track this information?
The opioid settlement money is really diverse in terms of how it's spent. It is spent at the state level, spent by tribal governments, and it's spent by municipalities, so counties and cities, and across all 50 states and 7 territories. So it's just a lot to try to keep an eye on, and there's no centralized space that we can just pop into. So we wanted to both expand our reach and also empower people to report issues if they see it in their community.
Okay, and are there any drawbacks to that method? How can you ensure accuracy?
We have some criteria around like what our best practice is. So we just try to check, is this something that's aligned with best practices and the intention of the money? And so I do want to make clear too, our project isn't ground in like the legal uses of the money. It's ground more in like a moral and ethical spending principles.
Well, I want to look at a couple of entries from Ohio specifically. Ashland County in North Central Ohio spent about $20,000 in opioid settlement money on a new emergency alert system. Ann Strouth, the county's emergency management agency director, says it can notify people in the area if there's an increase in drug overdoses nearby or if the county health department has Narcan to distribute.
We're looking at the other aspect of it, of the safety and health and welfare of all community members as a result of the opioid use. So it's looking at all of us who are affected because that person uses that drug.
So, Jonathan, what about a case like this?
This money for this specific use case, I doubt that it's only going to be used for those two specific things. It sounds like it's primarily going to be used for any number of other alerts, which, again, like that's fine. Your community needs to have alerts out there, whether it's bad weather, et cetera. We think that that's really important from like a public health perspective. That's not really what the opioid settlement money is for. The opioid settlement money is for people with an opioid use disorder, opioid addiction, affected individuals.
Are there any other examples that stood out to you of funds you think are being mismanaged?
Yeah, and it's not unique to Ohio, but those roadside spectrometers are definitely things that we're seeing across the country, but we've seen one in Ohio, for example. And those are devices that are used to detect drugs like on the scene. And basically the sales pitch around them is that they can reduce like accidental exposure to fentanyl, which is a myth that it would cause an overdose in first responders. And they're pretty expensive. They're like a few thousand dollars per device. And the reality is there is that there's a lot of companies that are out there that are fishing around trying to get this money. And because there isn't clear guidance on like what is or isn't actually going to help reduce these issues, you can see, you know, some law enforcement places that get a sales pitch to do that. And then all of a sudden you're seeing these ramen spectrometers all over the place.
Interesting. So now that you're compiling all these examples, how can a database like the one you're working on actually be used to hold government officials accountable?
By having people report, that's one way that like they get them engaged in the process. And then once they do that report, we help try to empower them for how to take those issues to their government officials. The other thing is hopefully that decision makers will see this and then see that like, hey, here are some things that maybe we spent money on in the past or that we've heard about, we were considering spending money on, but it's actually probably problematic.
That was Jonathan Stoltman, director of the Opioid Policy Institute. Thanks, Jonathan.
Sure. Thanks, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.